Okay, so let's put it all in. So we talked last time about the Braisa by Sa'ar Bar Papiro. So the Braisa says, Mitzosa, Eli Ella Kule, Mitzosa, Mirai Pamalemer, Kol Sa'ar. Rufin, Mirai Pamalemer, Kichel. And we saw the Gemara in Menachas, Machalik Sabayin Rodham. What's Mitzosa? What does Braisa mean to be when it talks about Mitzosa? Abayi says that it's a marbe. Yechayv even a pachas mitzayis because yesh haktar a pachas mitzayis. So pachas mitzayis is called the ma'is haktar. That's the third year's marba that yechayv for haktar a sar pachas mitzayis. And Rava says that ain't haktar a pachas mitzayis. And mitzosa means a kizayis. It's not a whole premise, but it's a kizayis. And the Torah is being marba that yechayv for haktar a kizayis of sar. Says that Kolishim Shavatara, we don't say that on the staff list except for Yisurei Nozer. And Zeiri says, Af Sa'ar Babal Taktiru. Sa'ar Babal Taktiru also has a din of Hetim Staff Lisser. The Gemara says that Zeiri is going like this. The Gemara says this to the Gemara is going like Rabbi Lozer. Who darshens kol, and the Gemara means to reference this price, which the Gemara earlier had said is going like Rabbi Lozer, who darshens kol. So Ziri was referencing this price, and Ziri saw in this price that there's hetem and staraf l'isser by Bal Taktiru. So where exactly in the price does Ziri see the din of hetem and staraf l'isser? So Rashi learns that he saw it in the beginning of the price, miktsosim inai. Miktsosei means that it's miktsosei means the chiyuv of miktsosei is because of hetem and staraf l'isser. How do you see hetem and staraf l'isser? Because Rashi understands apparently that according to Zeiri, you need a kezayis of sa'ar. Haktorah needs to be a kezayis. So even the Torah is marked with pachas mikezayis of sa'ar l'yichayiv. But it has to be as part of a haktar, of a whole kezayis. So that could only be with hetem and staraf l'isser. A mixus of the kezayis was made out of sar. A mixus of the kezayis was made out of matzah. So mimela hetem and staraf l'isser, you have a haktar of a kezayis. So Taisus says in Rashi that it's the lid kiman. It's not like a bayin. It's not like rubber. A bayin rubber. It's not like Abai said that. Abai said that we're talking about a sa'ar pachas mikazayis. So according to Zeiri, the way Rashi understands it, we're talking about it where you have less than a kazayis to sa'ar, but the rest of the kazayis is made up of matzah and hetim and staraf l'isser. So now I have a kazayis. Well, why do I need a kazayis? According to Abai, you don't need a kazayis. Yesh haktar pachas mikazayis. Who needs a kazayis? Abai learns that the Yechayif Haktor Sar Pachas Mikazayis, but because Yesh Haktor Pachas Mikazayis, there is no Shir Kazayis passing. You don't need a Haktor of a Kazayis. So what do you say over there? Hetem Staraf L'isser. Yechayif Sar Pachas Mikazayis, because Yesh Haktor Pachas Mikazayis, it's called the Ma'is Haktor. Forget it. What do you have to have? There's no need to be Masarif L'hetem. So it doesn't sound like Abai. On the other hand, it's not like Rava either, because Rava says Yitaka need a Sar Kazayis. You don't need the whole kaimitz. You don't need your makter sar of a kezayis, but the whole sar is. But the Torah is saying you are makter a kezayis of sar. Where do you see hetem staraf l'isser? So Zeiri would seem to be a third sheet. That on the one hand he holds that yesh haktor that ain haktor pachas mikezayis. The haktor needs to be a kezayis. And yet, on the other hand, and that's like Abai, that Yesh Haktor, that's like Rovo, that ain't after Pachas Mikazayis. But on the other hand, he holds you don't need the whole Kazayis to be made up of Sar. You chayiv even for less than a Kazayis of Sar. That part's like Rovo. They chayiv even for less than a Kazayis of Sar. So Ziri's like a third sheet, but not exactly Abai, and not exactly Rovo. So Tosafos says it is a Kash and Rashi. That according to Rashi, Ziri sheet is the lake Kemah. See the place inside. Well, I don't want to see the whole place inside, but the fifth wide line right in Taisus. Rashi Mefarish, the Ziri Mashmi Mitzos, the Ayin of Chatzis Ayis Kaimus to serve, Chatzis Ayis the Matz, the Emu of, and the Kalech and the Kur. Because the Pusha to the Chodah, the Havi Ziri, like a Bible, like a Rav. You say, that's Taisus Kasha. The Emes is, it's Kimat Mefurish in Rashi, that Ziri is the third Shita. Because in the Gemara right before the Sugya, when the Gemara quoted the Braisa, we looked at that Gemara before. When the Gemara quotes the Braisa of Emi Elikula, Mitzosi Minai, Tamaloi Mekoil, so Rashi says, Mitzosi, Kedima Maslis Mitzosi, it's about halfway down the Rashi, the last word in the line, Mitzosi. So Rashi, Chatzi Zayas, Mitzosi means half a Zayas, She'en Oyek to Shalem, De'en Aktor, Chusim to Zayas. Is that a buyer or is that wrong? He says, Ein atar b'chusim ikazayis. Is that a buyer or is that wrong? That's wrong. But on the other hand, he says that they're talking about Sa'or, Chatzis Zayis of Sa'or. Is that like a buyer or is that like wrong? A buyer. So what's going on in the Rashi? This Rashi is not like a buyer, not like a robber. Rashi over here, Rashi learning the Bryce like Ziri. Even though in the Gemara before there's no particular reason to learn like Ziri, but since Ziri is right here in Psochim and Abai and Rava were far away in Menachos, Rashi over here, when the Gemara quotes the Bryce, the Rashi explains the Bryce the way Ziri is about to explain the Bryce. In other words, Ziri holds that on the one hand, Yesh Haktor Pochism, that on the one hand you need a Haktor Vekazayis, and Haktor Pochism Vekazayis, you need a Haktor Vekazayis. But on the other hand, he holds that when the Torah said Mitzosoi, it meant that you're chayiv for a mitzvah of a zayis of sa'or. Well, heichis kai mishnah had rama mol. How can you be chayiv for a mitzvah kazayis of sa'or if ain't after a kusim kazayis? So our kochav that goes with hetem estafles. So Ziri read in the spice that hetem estafles. It's not like a bai, not like a rov. According to bai and rov, there's nothing in the spice that hetem estafles. Either the bryce is saying you don't need a kazayis at all, or the bryce is saying you're chayiv for a whole kazayis of sa'or. According to rov, the gemara is saying you're chayiv for a whole kazayis. If the bryce is saying you're chayiv for a whole kazayis of sa'or. And according to Abai, the Bryce is saying you don't need a kazayis b'chal. You chayiv for Haktor, who's in kazayis. Ziri is in between.
How do we know, according to Rava, that you need a kazayis of dafkas, or maybe you just need a kazayis stam?
But there's no remnants in the pasuk for that. The Torah, the pasuk is needed to tell you that you don't need a kazayis shalom. The Torah is coming to tell me that you chayiv for a mitzvah kazayis. That's what Rava said. Mitzvah means mitzvah kazayis. Doesn't say mitzvahs kazayis. So then, where do you see that in Sefer? Then Achaz Dovid asks on Tosfos in the beginning of his long kuntras on Tam Kikker. I'm not giving it as a marbakum. I started also get up after a few days. I mean, some stuff I'll look at it some more, but the Nachas Dovid has a big kuntras on Tam Kikker. But anyway, the Nachas Dovid in the beginning of the Nachas Dovid in the beginning of the kuntras, he says he asks on Taisis, what does Taisis want? So what? So Ziri is like Abai, but like Yoram. Like so, but Ziri is Meshubat Abai and Yoram. Like why is that B'chal Kash and Rashi? But the Emes, I think the Pshat and Taisis is Poshet. There is here a Kash and Rashi. The Kash is from the Hemshech of the Gemara. Maybe somebody can see him. Taisus asked the Kash of the Kitzur. And I think Taisus is relying on the Hemshech of the Gemara, the next few lines of the Gemara. Anybody see it? Take a look. The Gemara itself, right here. This Gemara about the Ziri. Like a blow, the Dorish Kel. Yehochil in Chomus Pesachram. The Gemara says Ziri is coming lafuki from Abaye. According to Rashi, Ziri is not only lafuki from Abaye, Ziri is coming lafuki from Abaye and from Rava. Alright, Taka Bigor and Rashi. So the Gemara quotes Abaye in Menachos. The Gemara says that's Taka why Ziri talked about Sa'or and not Chomets. Because he wanted to tell me, Smul Saga Vuchel lafuki with Abaye. Abai says, Yesh Lakar Pachas Mekazai, so he's coming from Abkir. No. Ziri is not only Lapuki from Abai, Ziri is Lapuki from Rava too.
With regard to Isha Kapakas and desires and going with Kukai and Vayak, Bhagavan Shri himself said that he's like Rabba, that he's being with Kapakas and desires.
Very good. What's your name in your mind?
Josh.
Josh. Josh, yeah. I have to get a roster. I think I've lost my roster. They didn't give me another roster. I need to start taking attendance just to get the names. I need to get the names eventually, so when I get the wedding invitation, I'll know who it is. Oh, so Josh saying that Rashi could learn. Avad, it's not like a bayin, not like Govel. See, he's talking shot in the braces, and that he's not like a bayin, not like Govel. But in halacha, he's more not like a bayin than like Govel. In halacha, in the halachas shabbat, what halacha is Ziri chaylo can avay? And the halacha of first of all, have the mistaflis or avay doesn't have the mistaflis. But also when the din of yeshal tarav pachas mikazayis. Abai holds that Yeshach Torah Pachas Mikazayas, and Ziri holds Enach Torah Pachas Mikazayas. So Ziri is not like Abai in the Halacha. On the other end, Rava agrees to Ziri that Enach Torah Pachas, that Enach Torah Pachas Mikazayas, that the Torah has to be Mikazayas. Rava is only Chalik on Ziri in the Halacha of Hetem and Starah for Issa. So what do we want? Ziri should say, he should have talked about chametz bePesach rather than tzor b'al taktil. So the Gemara should answer no. He wanted to talk about tzor b'al taktil lapuki from Rav who doesn't hold from hetem and starach l'issa. He wanted to be lapuki from people who don't hold from hetem and starach l'issa. You could talk about chametz bePesach. But the whole question of the Gemara is why does Iri talk about tzor b'al taktil as a case of hetem and starach l'issa? Once you're in the sheet of Rebbe Lezner, who darshan's kol, so now you have two new cases of hetem and starach l'issa, tzor and chametz. Well, it says, so why does Ivi choose to talk about Tzor? He should have talked about Chometz. These are both under the heading of Rav Elazar. These are two new hekim. Rav Elazar has two new cases of Hetem Stach Lisser. So why does Ivi mention Haktorah, Tzor? He should have mentioned Chometz. So Rav says, well, he had an extra reason to talk about Tzor because it's coming Lapuki from Abaya. So I think Rashi will learn the Lapuki from Rav. As far as halacha is concerned, it's only lapukim from Rabban, the halacha of hetem and starach l'issa. So for that, it could just as well talk about chametz for Pesach. In chametz for Pesach, it'd also be lapukim from people who don't hold from hetem and starach l'issa. In chametz for Pesach, the rabbanim don't hold from hetem and starach l'issa. You should have said that lapukim that there is hetem and starach l'issa for chametz. That's not a reason to talk about Tzor. But if you go on lapukim from Abai, so there's an extra chiddush. Not only is it lapukim from Abai in the din of hetem and starach l'issa, it's also lapukim from Abai in the din of yeshal torah pachas mikazayis. That's why the Gemara said lapukim from Abai, not lapukim from Rav. Yeah, you have to know what's Tosis kasha. That's the case. I mean, that sounds pretty good, actually. So what's Tosis kasha and Rashi? Nachas Govitz, maybe Nachas Govitz right. What's the kasha? See, he's not like Abai, not like Govitz. I think the answer is that Tosis learned the word teres lapuki me'abaye. The word doesn't mean that Ziri wanted to tell me an extra chiddush lahalocha, not like abaye. The Gemara means like this. The Gemara they asked, why did Ziri talk about the sarv al taktiru, which is like a Belozer, rice like a Belozer. If you should have talked about Belozer's original case, the case that we know Belozer talked about, Belozer talked about Peferish of Chometz. From the case of Chometz, I know the case of Tzor. Let him say that Loch is like a Belozer by Chometz. And now I'll know that we dash in Kail. And once I know like a Belozer, that we dash in Kail, so I know that there's a dinner, so I'll know that who had been we dash in Kail by Tzor. And I'll know all the other cases of Belozer. So the most answer is, Lafukim mit Abaye, that according to Abaye, The din of hetem starach l'issa by Sa'ar doesn't follow from the din of hetem starach l'issa by chametz. If Ziri would have just said the din by chametz, I wouldn't know the din by Sa'ar, because I would have said that if the brice is marbe koil by Sa'ar, it's not because of hetem starach l'issa, but it's because you don't need the kazayis at all. So the most tarot says lapuki min abaye, that according to abaye, I wouldn't know Sa'ar from chametz. So if a Ziri needed to say, no, Abaye, I don't agree with you. I think you know, I think this Hetta, you can learn out Hetta Mistarif Lissar by Sor the same way from Chometz, because I learned that the Kohl is coming to be Marib Hetta Mistarif Lissar. So if that's the case, it's not like Rava either. Because according to Rava, also you don't know Hetta Mistarif Lissar from Chometz. By Chometz, the Kol Nachmetz is Marib Hetta Mistarif Lissar, the Torah is Chometz. But by Sor, maybe the Torah is coming to be Marib, but Pochus Mikoimetz. But you need a whole Kazayas. And the Drush of Kohl is telling you don't need a whole Kohl. So therefore, it's lapuki both from Abaye and from Rav. And this is the pshat and the issue of pshat tov. There's no big lemons here, but just in the pshat tov and the tesis. And tesis is asking again. Tesis is asking Rashi. According to Rashi, Ziri is the lake Abaye, but the lake Rav. So what's the big deal? So the stone of pshat is because the Gemara says he's only lapuki from Abaye. The Gemara doesn't say that it's lapuki from Rav. The stone, but that's the pshat and tesis. So I think that the nekudas and machlekes here between Rashi and tesis is how to understand what does Gemara mean when it says lapuki from Abaye. But Ziri wanted to talk about Sa'or, not about Chometz, because he wanted to be lapuki from Abaye. Taisus Rashi learned that it means Ziri wanted to tell me an extra chiddush lahalacha besides the chiddush of Hetan and Starif Le'Isser. For that, he could just as well have talked about Chometz. He wanted to tell me an extra chiddush lahalacha that ain haktar pachas mikazayis, and that's lapuki from Abaye. It's not lapuki from Rav. Rav agrees that ain haktar pachas mikazayis. So therefore, the Gemara is very good. And the halacha is here, he's only left looking from Abaye. Taisus learned the Gemara that the Gemara means something else. The Gemara means, why did Ziri talk about the case of Sar? He should have talked about the case of Chometz. From the case of Chometz, I'll know the din of Sar, because it's the same drasha of Kur. So the Gemara answers that that's not so plushant. You could hold like Abelezer with Darshan's Kur, and therefore by Chometz is in the Hetem Estar Flesser. And yet by Sar, not only from Hetem Estar Flesser. Because according to Abaye and Rava, the pasuk of Kol Sa'or is not coming to tell me Hetem Estarif Le'Isser. We dash in Kol, but here we're going to use it not for Hetem Estarif Le'Isser, but either to tell me, like Abaye, that the Yechayim and the Haktor Pachas Mikazayis, or to tell me, like Rava, that you don't need a whole Kaimitz. So therefore, Ziri needed to tell me the case of Sa'or, and I can't extrapolate it from the case of Chometz, because he needed to tell me. And he needed to tell me the case of Sa'or, because according to Abaye and Rav, I can't extrapolate it from the case of Chometz. So therefore, Taisus asks, if Ziri is the Lake Abaye and the Lake Rav, then he should have said it. The Gemara should have said the Lake Abaye and the Lake Rav. Anyway, it's a chesed. That's the. Taisus another question in Rashi. This is very fun. This is already. Of the Hetem Estarif Le'Isser. Taisus says that according to Rashi, you have to learn that Hetem Estarif Le'Isser is a case where the Sa'or and the Matzah are not mixed up together. Because if the Sa'or and the Matzah are mixed up together, then that's already a Ruvoi, which is the second part of the Brisa. So if Ziri is getting the din of Hetem Estarif Le'Isser from Mitzosoi, in the Brisa it's clear that Mitzosoi is in contradistinction to a Ruvoi. Mitzosoi is from Kol and a Ruvoi is from Kichar. According to Rashi, the Kol is Hetem Estarif Le'Isser. So it comes out that Hetem Estarif Le'Isser is where the Chometz and the Matzah are not Mu'uriv. Which means that you say Hetem Estarif Le'Isser even when the Heter and the Isser are separate. As long as you were mapped to them with Vasachas, or you ate them with Vasachas, they don't have to be blended together. Tosfos is Cholek on that, based on the Sugya of Chulin, is really B'Sheila, that already we'll do one day. Mitzvah Shem. But Kapan and Taisus Chaylik and Aranoch and Taisus hold that Hetem and Starif Le'Isser is only when the Heter and the Isser are Mu'uriv. If the Heter and the Isser are side by side, then there's no din of Heter and Starif. There's no din of Heter and Starif Le'Isser. So therefore, you can't learn that Mitzos is referring to Heter and Starif Le'Isser. Therefore, Taisus learns that La'Ola Mitzos is like Abai, is like Rola. Ziri holds like Rola. Mitzos means half a Kaimitz, which is a whole Kazayitz. And the first half of the Brisa is telling me that Yechayev for a Kezayis of Sa'or, even though it's not a whole Kaimitz. And the second half of the Brisa says that even if you have less than a Kezayis of Sa'or, but you mixed it together, you were Ma'arav it with Matzah, Shehetem Estarif Le'Isser, and it's all Estarif for the Shia Kezayis, and now it's called that you have a Haktor B'Kezayis and Yechayev. The Din of Eruvai means Hetem Estarif Le'Isser, according to Rav. When Rav said Eruvai Minayin, when Rav learned the Brisa, Eruvai Minayin, Mitzosi means a kezayis of Sa'or, and it's a mitzos of a kaimitz. But it's a pure mix. It's a pure kezayis of Sa'or. A ruvoi is that you mixed the kezayis, and you need a kezayis of Sa'or because ein atar pachas mikezayis. And a ruvoi is that you mixed because you made where you took a little bit of sor and a little bit of matzah and you made a kazayis out of them, and since you blended them together, there's mistarif leis. So this is the machlekes Rashi and Tosis, important machlekes Rashi and Tosis. What's the case of hetem staraf leis? Rashi and hetem staraf leis when it's zeh b'tzad zeh. Tosis hetem staraf leis was when they're moved together. So first of all, Nachas Dovid makes a question. This word we spoke about a little bit, but we'll. Nachas Dovid makes a pasuk to Cheshbon that Rashi and Tosis are l'shitosim, because Rashi, if you learn like Tosis that the hefter and the iser are ma'uruv together, they're blended together. So why do you need a special din of hefter and staraf l'iser? Typically, that is tam kik. Tosis, it's not really a problem. And it's muchach in the Gemara and the Beis that even if you hold from Tam Kikr, there's still another din of Hetem and Staraf Lis. Whether we pass in Hetem, that's muchach in the Sugim and Beis. Rabbi Kiva, why didn't we pass in Hetem and Staraf Lis? Taiva, maybe he's coming to tell me Tam Kikr, and the rest of the Tam Kikr came from elsewhere, so I need another pasuk for Hetem and Staraf Lis. The Gemara and the Beis is clear that Hetem and Staraf Lis is not included in Tam Kikr. It goes further than Tam Kikr. They have cases that are hetem staraf lister and they're not tamkir. They would not be included in tamkir. If the hetem lister are blended together the way Tosis would have it, so why isn't it already tamkir? Who needs hetem staraf lister? Typically, it is tamkir. So the answer for Tosis is the kasha. Is the kasha not really so shver? Because Tosis shita is not so much here in the sugya. We don't know about it, but we know in elsewhere the Tosis shita in general is that Tosis knows it's clear that way for sure, and. Taisus doesn't hold from Nepach. Taisus holds that even when you have Tam Kikr, that doesn't mean that the Heter is Nepach Lius also. Tam Kikr just means that the Tam itself you're chayav on. So if you have a Kizayis of Tam, you like him a Kizayis of Tam. But the Heter is not Nepach Lius also. Heter and Starf Leisr makes the Heter be mashed in the Shia Kizayis. So therefore, if I blend it together, maybe it is Tam Kikr. But Tam Kikr is just going to tell me that if I had a Kazayis of Isra, I'll be like on it. If I had a Kazayis of Tam, I would be like on it. But if I have half a Kazayis of Sor and half a Kazayis of Matzah, so maybe it is Tam Kikr. But there's no Kazayis of Sor, so I wouldn't be like. I need Hetem Sarf Lissa to tell me that I'm like it. But according to Rashi, the Tam Kikr makes that the Heter is Nepach Lius also. So if the Isra and the Heter are blended together, so who needs Hetem Sarf Lissa? It's already Tam Kikr. The Heter is Nepach Lius also, and we didn't Tam Kikr. So I'm going to be like for the. I'll be like as Tam Kikr. So why do I need an extra din of Hetem Staraf Lisser? Our Kochach says the Nachas Dovid. Rashi L'shitosa. You have to say that Hetem Staraf Lisser is talking when they're not blended together. So you don't have Tam Kikr. They're two separate things. But I was makhtel in Bavasakas and I have Hetem Staraf Lisser. That's the Pasha Tachashim. A component we have is for Chaykes Rashi and Tosis. What's the gather of Hetem? What's the case of Hetem Staraf Lisser? According to Rashi, it's Zebet Sadzeh. Point to Tosis, then we'll rub you Zebet Zeh. Now, B'chana wants to say, I'm sure, that what's the lumbus of this Machaykes? Chana wants to say that the machlekes is how to understand the gather of hetem and staraf lister. According to Rashi, hetem and staraf lister is that the hetem and the ister are mitzaref to a shir in the ma'is achila. Or in the ma'is haktara. I was mak to the sor and I was mak to the chametz and I was mak to the matzah and I was mak to the sor. So even though they're separate, but since it was b'masacha, so it's called a ma'is haktara v'kezayis, and that satisfies that they need a ma'is haktara v'kezayis. And it's called the Akhtar Sar. It's and the whole Maisa gets a shem of Akhtar Sar. So whereas Tosis holds that Hetem Staraf Lisser is only when they're blended together. So Lachon claims that Tosis holds that Hetem Staraf Lisser is a kind of Nepach. Even though Tosis doesn't hold from Nepach by Tam Kikr, that's by Tam Kikr, Tosis doesn't hold from Nepach. But when you have Hetem Staraf Lisser, like by Nozir and Chometz and Sar, where the Torah was Marbe Hetem Staraf Lisser, there Tosis holds from the din of Nepach. So when they blend it together, you know, it's Tosis is Hetem Staraf Lisser, like Rashi's Tam Kikr. That's what Rav Chana wants to say. Yeah, but it's not Muchach at all. There's no big effort to say that Tosis, according to Tosis, together, Hetem Staraf Lisser is because of Nebach. Yechalad Elohim, that together is the same as according to Rashi. Hetem Staraf Lisser is just a tzirif to the Ma'is Achilo, tzirif to the Ma'is Akhtar. Tosis just holds it. It's not called one Ma'is Akhtar if it's not blended together. If it's Zeb, it's that Zeb. Taisus holds based on his rise from the Gemara and Zeb Shel. And Chulin, Taisus learns that when they're Oymet Zeb, it's that Zeb, that it's not called one Maisak Torah. To be a single Maisak Torah, they have to be blended together. But to say, but what Rav Chaim wants to say, there's some deep Machlai Bishash in the definition of, in the lumbus of Etim Stach list, so that already needs a right. Not in Shubba today. So now Tosis has a problem. Tosis has a problem. So how are we learning the Brice according to Rava / Zeiri? That means Rava and Zeiri are one sheet. So how does the Brice run? What does that mean? It means if I didn't have any pasuk at all of Kael, if I just had if there was no Ribi at all, so I would say, what do you need? What? A claim, it's a whole claim. It's Tamalay Mekel. No, you don't need a whole claim. If you remark there a Kazayas of Sar, it ain't after our focus on Kazayas. If you remark there a Kazayas of Sar, you're chayim for the Kazayas of Sar. Then the Raisa says, okay, but what about a Ruben? But if it wasn't a Kazayas of Sar, what if it was only half a Zayas of Sar and it was mixed up with Matzah? So maybe you're not chayim. Tamalay Mar. Kicharel, that you're chayiv with what din? Had the mistaflis. What about Koin Tabai? How does the Bais read a Koin Tabai? Eli Elakulu, Mitzosi Minayim. How does the Bais learn that? What's Mitzosi? Half a Kazayis, what? Half a Kazayis. Eli Elakulu, I would thought you'd need a whole Kazayis. Tabaloimar Mitzosi. Mitzosi means half a gezayis. Yesh l'aktor apachas megezayis. Kol tells me a chayif half a gezayis. A ruva minayin. Tam loy mekicha. What's a ruva? What's the meaning of a ruva? Hetem staf l'isa. Could Abai learn that a ruva means hetem staf l'isa? But I don't know. Why not? Because you don't need a gezayis. Why would I need hetem staf l'isa when I need a gezayis? So the hetem staf the sheer gezayis. Here we're talking about Abai doesn't hold that you need a gezayis at all. Even when it's be'en, you don't need a gezayis. So if you don't need a kazai, so I don't need a pasuk in the staff list. There's not shaykh in the staff list. So what the point Abai? What's the din of eruvay? Hurry, I have to say the chiddush of eruvay. Nothing to do with hetem and staff list. I don't need hetem and staff list. I don't need shaykh kazai. It's b'chal. So what's the din of eruvay? Just to tell me that when the chametz is mixed up in matzah, maybe it's not potul b'roiv. Maybe just tell me it's not potul b'roiv. If you know. That's clear. Why do we need a pasuk that's not bottled by right? First of all, why do we need a pasuk that's not bottled by right? Stam yehav kizayis v'chayach let's pass. Tam kikir. I mean, then again, we get into all the issues of bittul by right. You miss Stam yehav? Stam yehav kizayis. I mean, doesn't say you don't.
Why can't we just apply the
Rav Hanan
here? Just say the reason why I would say you need
Hetem
Tzarech
List,
or just
that
we
can
apply Nepach here.
What do I need Nepach? I don't need the Shikazayis at all. So why do I need Nepach? If I don't need the Shikazayis, why would I need? I don't need a Shikazayis. I'm Chayav and Mitzosa. Elamai, because maybe without the din of Mitzosa, without the Zer Sakosa, I would say it's Batul Baray. So Zer Sakosa is coming to tell me that it's not Batul Baray. So number one, Mechatesa that it should be Batul Baray. We have rules about Bittul Berayv. And is this any exceptions to the rules of Bittul Berayv? That's also... let's say Tam Kikr. Moshe, Tosis passes Tam Kikr. So who needs a special dress? A Kosovo Veruva. We have a Din Kol HaTorah Kula of Tam Kikr. We're on the base. We have Sukkim, Kuli Nochrim, and whatever. We have Sukkim for Kol HaTorah Kula of Tam Kikr. Tosis holds that's the Halach. Tam Kikr. So who needs a special Din of Veruva? It's Tam Kikr. Elul Maimus, he's talking about a case where it's not next to Tam. I know, it doesn't say that in the Bryson. Doesn't say that in Tosis. Moreover, that's not how Rava learned Eruvah. Like, if you need a pasuk to tell me that it's not Batul Baroiv, how come Rava doesn't need the pasuk to tell me it's not Batul Baroiv? Rava says, B'chidosh, Hetem Staf L'Issa, you don't even need a Kazayas of Sar. Maybe you do need a Kazayas of Sar. Maybe the pasuk of Eruvah used to tell me, for Rava, what it tells me for Abai. If Abaye needs a pasuk to tell me, let's say that it's not bottle beroy when you have roy matzah and a meat of chametz, that it's not bottle beroy. So maybe Rava Sarava, why doesn't Rava need the pasuk for that? And maybe there is a kazayis of sa'ar, but there's more than a kazayis of matzah. Maybe the pasuk is the chametz, not bottle beroy. Like, why should there be a machlekes here Abaye and Rava and Eruvay? Whatever Abaye does with the pasuk of Eruvay, that's what Rava should do with the pasuk of Eruvay. Where do we see in Rava this nuda, or where did Rava get in the pasuk this nuda of hetem istar klisa? Where's the machlekes here between Abaye? Why are Abaye and Rava arguing about the pshat and Eruvay?
Is this min v'mina? Chometz matzah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, maybe it's not min v'mina. Asked the Gemara in Menachas Chav Gimel, we saw about if the matzah could become chometz and the chometz could become matzah. But let's say it's min v'mina.
It should be mafkia the bittul
anyway. It's only called like a Yehuda min v'mina lebotul. Whatever it is, we could find etzes why the chametz maybe should be bottled beroyt. But then, why aren't they good for Rav? Those etzes should be in, and that's why I need a pasuk to tell me that it's not bottled beroyt. But if that's the pshat in Abaye, so why does Rav not need the pasuk for that? And where did Rav get the right to dash over your head to start with this?
We said in an earlier shir that if you have nepach, yeah, right, it's not enough. Like nepach is also the reason why it's not bottled.
Right,
it's not two separate things. So if Rav has Hetem Sarf Isser, so that's the reason also why it's not batal. If Abai doesn't have that, so then maybe it should be batal that's for Rav. So he needs a possibility to say it's not batal.
Maybe Rav Adai just had Hetem Sarf Isser, and that's why it's not batal, right? If Abai doesn't have them, he has learned it's not batal, right? Stop. The Emes is, we don't need to be in the Tuck because Tosfos addressed it. Taisi addresses it b'kitzer, and Taisus in Menachas addresses it in a few more words. Taisus addresses it. Taisus says, the beginning of Taisus lays out his pshat first, and then Rashi's pshat. So Taisus says, "Nearly ziri mashmalei desar hetim staf isim tani eruvim rai." The diuk of ziri is from eruvay. V'hainu kiderova. Then do the first wide line. V'hainu kiderova. We don't say that the hit that it's coming to tell me that I don't say that the iser is bottle ag of the heter. Tell me that it's not bottle. He says Tosis here doesn't really spell that. And what about Rava then? So maybe why doesn't Rava need the pasuk for that? So Tosis in Menachas, there in the sugya Menachas. Tosis in Menachas says, brings Rashi Peshat first, he asks the Kashas. So the Zir is like Rava. So he says, according to Abaye, it's not Shaykh Hetem Asaf Lissi, I don't need a Shir in the first place. But how does Abaye Eruvah, he says, why does Abaye need to put, how does Abaye learn the Drosh of Eruvah? If I don't need a Shir, then I don't need Hetem Asaf Lissi. So what's Eruvah? Hainu Kishin Asarav Lagami Yimehetter. That's the same words that he said over here. But the Menachas Taisa Dozame says, but Rava doesn't need a pasuk for that. Since according to Rava, you have a kizayis of Sarah. If you don't have the Masaf Lister, if there's no Hetem Masaf Lister, then we're talking about a kizayis of Sarah. If there's a kizayis of Sarah, then it's pasuk, but it's not bottom. Doesn't Taisa a new thing? Quinta Abaye, how much so are we talking about? How much mitzosay? How much kizayis are we talking about? Less than a kizayis. Less than a kizayis if it's misarev, so I would say it's bottling in the pasuk, but it's not bottling. But according to Rava, when we say mitzosay, how much are we talking about? The whole kizayis. So then when it's misarev, if it's a whole kizayis, it's a whole kizayis, so pshitul it's not bottling. So it must be that it's not a kizayis. If it's not a kizayis, then where's the kizayis? Head from the start, please. So
says in his Taisus, it's a Dover HaChadosh. Dover HaChadosh. That is, it's a Svara that a Chatzi Zayis should be Botul Beroyiv, even when a Zayis Sholem is not Botul Beroyiv. Even in a case where Zayis is not bottled away, let's say Tam Kikr, I mean, there's lots of reasons over here why the soil is not bottled away. If nothing else, because of Tam Kikr, Zayis for Pechlis, I mean, it goes to the Hasuga where I would just. But we know a little bit already now. This Tam Kikr, Taisus Pasta, Tam Kikr, Zayis is not bottled away. Doesn't need any psukim. Zayis over here is not bottled away, even if it's Messiah. Tam Kikr, maybe Midmin in a bottle. They must have to know. So, but upon him, we see it. Apparently, it's a case that's not fault of the Rebbe. It's the falcon, but it's a min b'mina, it's a min b'shemin. But upon him, Rebbe took for granted that there's no reason why it should be fault of the Rebbe, since I have a kazayis of Isser, it's not fault of the Rebbe. So obviously, it's a case where, for one reason or another, by the normal rules, it's not fault of the Rebbe. That says to coin to Rava. Taisa says to coin to Rava, you don't need a pasuk that's not bottled right, because apparently this is the case that by the conventional rules it's not bottled right. You get any idea if it's because it's min b'sheminoy and tam kikker, or because it's min b'sheiniminoy and it's has tam kikker, or if it's min b'minoy and maybe it's like Rabbi Yehuda, or maybe it's because Kazayis b'chayakilas pras, or I don't know, whatever it is. But for one reason or the other, from the many reasons that we have available, but Taisa takes for granted. That's how he reads the sugya, that according to Rava, I don't need a pasuk for Eruvah. It's pasuk that the soar, even though it was in spatel with the matzah, since there's a kazayas, so it's not bottle beroy. But according to Abaye, that it's less than a kazayas. So then there's an extra need for a pasuk. Then already I need a pasuk, because without a pasuk, I would say less than a kazayas is bottle beroy. What is this animal? So I'll show you another tesis. Let's look at the top tesis. I don't know if you saw the top tesis yet, yeah, not because really we're going to be concentrating. This is going to be concentrating on Rashi first until the bottom of the omelet. I don't know if the other ones saw the top tesis. If not, we'll learn it together. It's no big deal. It's three or four lines. Just by showing hands, how many people saw the top tesis? Okay, so let's learn it together. The top tesis here, Mandala Mandala. The Indian Chomes for Pesach Nami. What's the Gemara? The Gemara is saying, the Gemara is asking Ziri, you're telling me it's Afsar B'Lat Taktira, that means you hold like Rebbe Elazar. You hold like Rebbe Elazar, so why do you talk about Sar? Talk about Chometz. Chometz also. Rebbe Elazar Dashas Kerel, if his head is tarif l'Isser. So Taisa says a Kasha. Rebbe Yechon Le Motzi Parach B'Ulei Darish Kerel. Posh Rebbe Gemara is, why is the Kasha only on Ziri and not Rebbe Yechon? Rebbe Yechon also, Rebbe Yechon's here in the Gemara also. Rebbe Yechon said, Kol Yisrim Shibatera and Hetem Tzarif L'Isser except for Nozir. Why didn't he mention Tarif as Chometz? Not Kasha. If he doesn't dash and cut, so maybe he doesn't hold from Tarif as Chometz. It's only Kasha and Ziri that we see, dash and cut. Gemara says, Beferish, really. So, Taisus says, Vim Taimar, Habeferich, Basu de Yuma, Dorish of Yechon, and Mikol Chel of the Chatzishir Osim and Atar. I have a Gemara that Rebbe that Yechon dash and cut. So Yechon also dash and cut. No, Yechon also dash and cut. So he should say, why didn't he say, he should have mentioned Chomes for Pesach. Once you hold from Kel, so you should hold like a blazer. Tarivus Chama should be also should be chayv, should be. So why didn't he talk about it? Va'aymeri, the leidorish elali sura. Avales chayv malchus kimoy bechashir loy. Chayngad rechomitz. So Taisa says first of all that even though Rav Yechon dashes Kel, he dashes kol chaylev the chatzishir of chaylev is also in that tarif, but you're not looking at chatzishir. The drasha of Kochayla tells me Isser, but it doesn't tell me Malchus. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, even though he dashes Kohl, but Le Shamanu that he dashes Kohl to the Mechai of Malchus. Ziri dashes Kohl to the Mechai of Malchus by Sarva Val Taktir. He says, Yechai, that with the Kohl is strong enough that it's marked by something to be a full fledged Isser, even though you have a Chi of Malchus. You get Malchus for Sar. So by Chomus. But Rabbi Yochanan and Dash is Kerl, that something is also, but it's only also in a tuffle way. Half of the Zayas of Chaylev is Kerl Chaylev. But it's not matalik chelav mamish. It's kol chelav. It's osur, but it's only osur on the level of chatzishir. So therefore, Rechon is a kol person, but not all the way. So he says the last three words, v'chein gabi chomets. Meaning, apparently, what does Taisa mean, v'chein gabi chomets? That Rechon apparently does darshan kol for Tairovis chomets, but not on the level of Malkus, but only on the level of Issa. Says here in these last three words of Taisa, it's a whole mouthful. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, Tairovis chomets ain't like an olaf. That's like the Rabban of Blaz. Tairovis chomets ain't like an olaf, but it's also in Atayra. But it needs a pasuk of kol. Without a pasuk of kol, Tarevus Chametz will be not like him in that table. The pasuk tells me that Tarevus Chametz is like him in that table. So let's understand that. What's the case of Tarevus Chametz? Kabbalah, for example. There is a Kazayas, there's not a Kazayas. What does the Gemara say? What's the case of Tarevus Chametz? Is there a Kazayas B'chei Achilles Chas, or there's not a Kazayas B'chei Achilles Chas? There's not, right? The Gemara says, Kutu Kabbalah, it's Kotu Daita, there's no Kazayas here B'chei Achilles Chas. That's why you need a Posek of Hetem, that's why Rabbi Elazar needs a Posek of Hetem and Star for Issa. Because without Hetem and Star for Issa, there will be Pokus Mikazayas. Pokus Mikazayas wouldn't be like it. Elazar is your like it for Tarevus Chametz. So I understand that Elazar needs a pasuk to tell me that if you eat kutu chabavli, so really you didn't really eat a kazayis of chametz. It's less than a kazayis with tefillah pas. But nonetheless, head in the star of Elazar and Yechayev Malkus for eating tefillah chametz. What if there are bonim who are going to believe? They don't have head in the star of Elazar over here. They don't have the drasha of head in the star of Elazar. So they don't think there's head in the star of Elazar. So Tarevus Chametz is not like that because he didn't eat a kazayis. Is it also in that Torah though, as chas yishir? Something needed in the chayim. Tarevus Chametz points to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Elazar, who don't hold from head to mistakulis. So it's certainly not like it, because if you don't have the mistakulis, you didn't eat a kazayis. But is it also as chas yishir? Is it also still as chas yishir? Why not? Fine, I don't say hetem mitzarif for Isser, I'm not mitzarif for all the other chazarai. But the chametz itself is hetem mitzarif. The chametz itself should be chatzishir. The chametz itself should be a chatzishir. Especially if you're passing the tam kikur is also mitzarif. So the chametz is nice and tam in the Torah, so it should be also in the Torah. It's not going to be like it, because it's not hetem mitzarif l'issur, but it should certainly be also in the Torah. It says in this place that would not be true, except that there's a drush of kol, but without a special drush of kol, that would not be true. Why not? We'll be yoyser. Never mind the outside bekiyas of Rava. We know that Tosfos holds that tam kikur is also minatar from the sug itself. In the sugi itself, which we're first getting into, in the sugi itself, the Gemara talks about kutta chabavli, and the Gemara says, why is kutta chabavli? The Gemara says that kutta chabavli have a back and forth in a bayin Rav Dimi about kutta chababli. Am I pligi rabban or leid Rav Elazar be kutta chababli? So, Rav Dimi has this note, says it, because the word goes like this. Rav Dimi starts with mikveh. Just the Gemara knows the Gemara. The Gemara for sure. The Gemara starts with mikveh. You see by mikveh that the Hoyle was our local and the Kazayas. So Abai said, oh, you see this Hetem Sarah Pilis from Kalotar Kulu. So Rav Dimi said back to him, no, that goes with the Kazayas, but Techi Lispas. Kazayas Techi Lispas is like in Kalotar Kulu. So Abai said, is that true? Kazayas Techi Lispas is in there, Isa. Yehochi, am I pleading Ablai Rabban and Bukut Rabbalazar Bukut Techababli? It's a Kazayas Techi Lispas. So then Dini said back to Abai, and what's it better according to you? It's Hetem Stafla Isra, so I might pligi according to you that this Hetem Stafla Isra and Kolotar Kulu, so I might pligi Rabban Olei Deblezer Bukut Techababli. Rather, says Rav Dimi, the answer is here you don't have Kazayis Pechei Lispas, because by Kut Techababli, the Messiah says that it's not Kazayis Pechei Lispas, because it's Mishta Shot Devochel, and Bekitzer, it's not going to be able to be, if he eats it so fast, it'll be about the Baite Tetzel Kolonim, so you don't have Kazayis Pechei Lispas. So it's Mefurish in the Gemara that the reason why Rabban are pligi, at least according to Rav Dimi, the reason why Rabban and Achilik and Rav Elazar by Kut Techababli is because it lacks in Kazayis Pechei Achilis Pas. So Pshat in the Gemara, we're going to have to be explaining what exactly does Kazayis Pechei Achilis Pas do, and what happened to Tam Kikir in the Gemara. How come the Gemara doesn't talk about Tam Kikir? Is Kazayis Pechei Achilis Pas synonymous with Tam Kikir? Is it a separate thing from Tam Kikir? Maybe that's with Taimi Mamosha. A little bit we've seen already, and we'll see, Mr. Shem. This is a fix of you. But Akapanim, what it says in the Sugya B'Feirish, one way or another, or whatever, it says in the Sugya B'Feirish that the reason why Rabbanon, Achalik, and Abelezer, B'Kut Techababli is because you don't have a Kazayis B'Chtei Achilis Pras. So it lacks in the Shir Kazayis. So it lacks in the Shir Kazayis. It's only a reason not to get Malkus. But it should still be also in Atar, as Chatzis Shir. Which is okay. Rabbanon didn't say that it's Mutum in Atar. They just said you're not like it. Taisa says that it needs a pasuk of kol. Without a pasuk of kol, pachas mikir, since it's not a pachas mikizayis, would not be osir at all. You need a pasuk of kol. Tell me the isir of tarevis chametz which is less than a kizayis b'techilas pas. Why does it need a pasuk? If kizayis b'techilas, if the kut dechabavli would have been a kizayis b'techilas pas, the rabbanu would not have been chaylik. They would have held that you like it. The only reason Chachamim say that you're not like it is because you don't have a Kazayis B'chtei Achilles Pras. No, so it's a Chatzis Shir. So what's wrong with the Chatzis Shir? Chatzis Shir is also min hatayr. So there's a Taisus HaRosh, which I sent you, but I don't expect you to have seen it yet. It has to do with the Shaktim Tariyah of the Gemara in the Hemshech. But there is a Taisus HaRosh, and it's a Shit Menachayim. Taisus HaRosh brings one possibility that maybe Chatzishir is only also in Atar when it's spent, but Chatzishir Ali Beya Tarevis is more. He says it to get out of a problem in the Sugya because the Gemara, the Rabbi asked Rav Dimi, according to you, Rav Dimi, that Kizayis Bechleklis passes at their Isa, so when you have Truma, when you have a Shtei Meduchlis and they fell into the Shtei Kupois, so you have a Kizayis Bechleklis Pras, if Kizayis Bechleklis Pras is their Isa, how do you have a right to say that Shani Omer, that Truma Tertuma Nova? So Rosh asks, it's an obvious problem in the Sugya, what's a better according to Rabbi? So Kizayis Bechleklis Pras is not their Isa, so there's no Tzir Fushir Kizayis, but Chatzishir is still also in Atar. Kazayis b'chayet chilus pas der aisa just gives me that I have a kazayis, and if kazayis b'chayet chilus pas is not a der aisa, so I don't even see if the kazayis. But it's still pachas b'kazayis and chatzishi is also melatayr. So what does that buy one? So it's all in the hemshach hasugis. We're not getting into it now. But the b'tzoych advarim, the Tzoros has several possible answers, and one of the answers the Tzoros says that if you don't have kazayis b'chayet chilus pas der aisa, so it's less than the kazayis. Less than the kazayis is a chatzishi, and here it's alidei tarovis, and chatzishi alidei tarovis is mut. Shitas. We went spoke the Gemara later on and Chulin Tzadik Tes because also has to do with this issue of Chatzis Shiyal Yidei Tarevus. L'chayr in this place, it says that the place is Rosh. chatzi shir al yedei tarovis really should be mutter. It needs a Rabbi Yochanan dashen's kol, so we could dashen kol that in this particular case of chometz, there's a drush of kol that chatzi shir al yedei tarovis will be awesome. Not malchus, but it'll be awesome. But without the drush of kol, it would have to be mutter lagamri lechoyer because it's a chatzi shir al yedei tarovis. Because the chayr in this tesis is a remez that tesis holds, like the tesis harosh, the chatzis shiroi de tarevis is mutter, and tesis the same. But by chom it's a little bit different because here you have a drosh of kol, and Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't dash in kol along the way like Ziri would dash in it, like Rabbi Lezer would dash in it, but he dashes it a little bit that at least it should be awesome in that time. But you need the drosh of kol. Without the drosh of kol, or in places where you don't have the drosh of kol like shari sur, then the chatzis shiroi de tarevis the chayr would be mutter. This Tosis is saying the din of the Tosis HaHarosh. Comes along the Mashah and he says a few things I don't exactly understand, but he says one thing which is very interesting, puts a whole new complexion on it. He says that this Tosis is L'shitasoi in the bottom Tosis that we're learning about Ziri. So what do we see in the Tosis about Ziri? Taisus says that according to Rava, when you have a Sa'ara that is mixed up with Eruva, you have Sa'ara mixed up with Matzah. So Taisus says, as elaborated more in Taisus and Menachos, that according to Rava, that it's a Kazayas, I don't need a pasuk that the Chum is not bottled right. That's not bottled right by the rules, by the regular conventional rules, not bottled right. Maybe it's Tam Kicker, it's not bottled right. But according to Abaye, that it's less than a Kazayas, we're talking about Chum is less than a Matzah, we're talking about Sa'ara that's less than a Kazayas, less than a Kazayas. Without a posek, I would say it's both the right without a makdut. So it says in Tosfos that there's a special svara that a chatzi zayis b'tarayvus is mutter. Even where a zayis is not both the right, maybe it's tam kikir, whatever it is, even in cases where a zayis is not both the right, but a chatzi zayis is both the right, says the Mashal, that's this Tosfos. That's this top Tosfos too. When you have Kutach HaBavli, for example, so even though if it hadn't been a Kazayis B'chtei Achilles Pras, Avad, it would be also Minat Torah, but now that it's a Chatzi Zayis, without a Pasuk, it should be Mutter Minat Torah. And then there's a Pasuk of Kol, similar to Abai's Pasuk of Kichot. There's a Drosha, there's an extra Drosha that a Chatzi Zayis Alidei Torah is, in this case, is also. Kachamashal. That's really interesting because that's not a din of chatzis shir al yedei tarevis. The Tosfos of Rosh talks about chatzis shir al yedei tarevis. The Pesach talks about chatzis shir al yedei tarevis. Tosfos is chiddush that according to Abaye, since it's a chatzis zayis, it should be bottle beroiv, even though according to, had it been a zayis, it wouldn't be bottle beroiv. But because it's a chatzis zayis, so it should be bottle beroiv, and I need a pasuk of Eruvoi that it's not bottle beroiv. Is that a chatzi shir? Sa'or less than the kezayis according to Abaye, is that a chatzi shir? What?
It's a full
shir. Because Abaye holds that haktorah is pachas mekezayis. There is no shir haktorah by haktorah. There is no shir kezayis by haktorah according to Abaye. Yesh haktorah pachas mekezayis. So pachas mekezayis is not a chatzi shir according to Abaye. And yet, I need a pasuk, Tosfos in Menachos. I need a pasuk of Eruvoi, according to Abaye, to tell me that it's not bottle beroy. Since it's a chatzis zayis, I would have had a salka daitech when it's a bottle beroy. So it's mavur now, it's a new gather. It's not chatzis shir al yedei tarevis. Chatzis shir al yedei tarevis, that's the Tosfos Rosh, that's the famous nidun of Peskin. Chatzis shir al yedei tarevis. In Tosfos we see there's a new nidun, chatzis zayis al yedei tarevis. That there's a svara to say, it doesn't do chatzis shir. It's not a chatzis shir. Less than a kezayis by Haktorah is a full shir. The din that a chatzis zayis, since it's not choshev, lacks in chashivos, a chatzis zayis al yedei tarevis loses its chashivos, and there's a svar to say that it's bottled beroy. And according to Abaye, I need a drosh of Eruvay to tell me that it's not bottled beroy. And Rava doesn't need it, because going to Rava, it's a kezayis, and why would it be bottled beroy? It didn't lose its chashivos. I bitl stam bitl beroy, if you say that, tam kikul, let's say. And from some of that, I'm talking about tarevis chomes as well. that Rav Yochanan, there's a drasha of kol machmetzis. Rav Lezer holds, Zairi holds. It's a full-fledged drasha, you get malchus. But kol machmetzis, even though there's no kezayis, must be hetem starfulis. Rav Yochanan doesn't have such a strong drasha. He has a weak drasha. Kol chatzishi also matar drasha for yisurim, not for malchus. But I need a drasha. Without a drasha, it will be mutter. Why would it be mutter? Said the mashok, the same way according to Abayim will be mutter. Meaning, chatzizayis ala de tarayvus will be mutter. It's a new svar. But a chatzizayis ala de tarayvus is a lack of chashivus. So I think we'll see this thesis. It could be negeya, I'm just going to throw this out. It could be negeya. Taisus has a shita that chatzi zayis al dei tarayvus is a special chisar. He had enes. You could ask in the Gemara Chulin. Chatzi zayis the tarba the nafal the kula the visa was the first. So the Marba Rashi wanted to be Mekel Mashiach because it's only half a zayis. So Rav Ashi told him, number one, like, don't be mezalz and shir the Rabbanan, and number two, chatzis shir also minatay. So first of all, it's a kashim tashirosu says chatzis shir only with teribus and mutter. That the Russian in Tvoyoy misses. We talked, I think we quoted one. But the Chorus also kashim this new tishit of tashis that chatzis zayis la de teribus have no chashivus. So what did Rav Ashi want? My Rav Ashi was right. Chatzis zayis la de teribus has a special chisorin that lacks in chashivus. That's not the regular chatzis shir also minatay. Ish lodnim adol. Hello. It's a kasha on Taisa Rosh also, really. Taisa Rosh says, chatzis shir like tarev is a mutter. What does he do with the Gemara Kul inside a class? That's the Rosh's kasha. But I just want to throw out something else. We remember we had it in the Rosh and Chala, the sheet of Rav Chaim Kor. Rav Chaim Kor is a famous sheet of Halach. It's a very famous sheet of, we're going to have it. When we talk about Tam Kikr, it's the famous sheet of Rav Chaim Kor. Rav Chaim Kor holds that Tam Kikr makes Nepach. He's almost like Rashi, like Rabbeinu Tam. There's Nepach. The Heter is Nepach Liyasoser. You don't need to eat a Kazayis of the Isser. All you have to eat is a Kazayis of the Tarevis. And the Tarevis, it's the whole Tarevis is Nepach Liyasoser. But nonetheless, if Chaim Kohen says there's a Tanai, you only say Tam Kikr and the Heter is Nepach Liyasoser if you have a Kazayis of Chayach Yilispas. But if you don't have a Kazayis of Isser of Chayach Yilispas, then Tam Kikr doesn't get off the ground. It's hard to understand the Chayr, because if you say Nepach, then why do you need a Kazayis B'Teich Chilas Pas? You don't have to actually eat a Kazayis. You don't have to actually eat a Kazayis of Isser. So if you don't have to actually eat a Kazayis of Isser, then why do you need a Kazayis B'Teich Chilas Pas? To say it's chatzis shir al yedei tarayvus, it's hard to say. Because why is it a chatzis shir? Well, if I say nepach, I have a shir. Chatzis shir al yedei tarayvus, chatzis shir is a chisorin l'chayr in the mice. Chatzis shir is a chisorin if I eat a chatzis shir. But here, once I say kizat tam kikr, I'll have eaten a whole shir. So this possibilities, there's many, there's various possibilities how to understand the lumps of Chaim Kohen. It's not minyanin right now. But the Chayra, I want to just throw out that maybe we could say this Svar of Taisus, that maybe he holds from this Svar of Taisus, based on Abaye, based on Rav Yechanan, that there's an extra Svar that a Chatzis Zayis al Yedei Tarayvus is not Choshev and Nitzbach. So therefore, Tam Kikr, but you have to have a, if you don't have a Kazayis, but then you feel his pras, that means you have less than a Kazayis and a Tarayvus. Less than a kazayis and a tarevis, if an etzim has no chashivas and it's about the word, what's about the word? Can't say, then Tam Kikr doesn't help me. No, it's gone, it has no chashivas. If it has no chashivas, then I can't say Tam Kikr. I can say Tam Kikr when I have a zayis, b'chtei achilas pras, so the Isser has a chashivas. Elamai, it lacks in a shir. So for that I say, that the Torah said Tam Kikr in the head, isn't that the Chliyos? And now I have a shear in the Torah. I can only say that the head is not the Chliyos also, that the Isser is the Isser causes the head to become Nepach, if the Isser itself has a Chashivus. But if this itself lacks in chashivas, because not because I said that this pass, so then it doesn't start. Anyway, we'll have to explain when we talk about Chaim Cohen at some point. Now, Kapano, I think this is this mashal. What he reads into the text, this is a very fascinating idea. But besides the more famous nidun of Chatzis Shir al-Yedei Tarevis, there's a separate nidun of Chatzis Zayis al-Yedei Tarevis. And that you see in this text is about Abai. Chatzis Zayis or is not a Chatzis Shir. And yet there's a special svar in Abai that ought to be bottled by Roy. Because it's a Chatzis Zayis. Let's stop here for today. The way I want to proceed is at this point. I want to go now through the sugya of Avdimi and Abai. This Omer Aleph. I want to go through the sugya of Omer Aleph, and I want to go through basically Shitas Rashi. And Shitas Rashi here presents. I sent you Shailos Lee and also leading questions. Shitas Rashi presents all kinds of interesting challenges. I think it's Kedai. We'll do it instead of getting confused with doing many Shitas at the same time. It'll confuse you. It'll confuse me. I had to work through a Mahalath and Shitas Rashi. And then we'll go Kaseidah. We'll have to finish the whole Omud with Rashi. Omud Beis is a separate thing. But just after we finish Omud Aleph with Shitas Rashi, we'll work through what Rashi's saying. Then we'll go through Shitas HaTaisus here in Pesachim. And then Blinedah will go through Taisus in Nazir. So it's for the time being, what you need to see is... The sugya with Rashi, I mean, you've already seen the sugya with Rashi, I have no doubt. But to see the sugya with Rashi, think about the questions that I sent you. Go through very carefully the sugya with Rashi. It's kedai to see, not to see all the places because we're basically learning Rashi, but at least look at the places of Elamai. He's asked with the gears in the Gemara and how Rashi's goes, how Taisus goes. So, and he quotes the Gemara. No, sir, you have to look up the Gemara, the Taisus quotes. But you have to see that Tosis. It's kedai to see the sugya nazir. The same sugya as Aris, but there's differences. So just Gemara, not even Gemara Rashi. There's not even Rashi there, nazir. Wherever it is, it's not. I don't think it's Rashi. But just to see the shakli v'tayi in nazir, it's not a different sugya. It's this sugya. But to see the nuances of difference between the shakli v'tayi in nazir and the shakli v'tayi in psachim. Here, which really would be probably very powerful. To speak to the Shakla Vitari about Feh, the Gemara here the way it is in Psochem, and then to speak to the Shakla Vitari of the Gemara the way it is in Nazir. So you'll sort of pick up the differences then in very high relief. It's also very negative to see the Taimah. Just this is Gemara with Rashi, we're going to be busy with Taimah and Moshe because that plugs in a lap to this Rashi. So that you need to see Taimim, we saw already, but just to remind yourself of the Gemara about Taimim, Mamashi, and Abadazar, Samach Zayi, Fadim, and Amaral. Just Rabbi Yechon's memory, three lines. Am Rabbi Yechon, Taimim, Mamashi, also, the Lake and all of Zilka Dayat, the Zayas, the Yechon, as far as Taimim, Vilay, Mamashi, and see the Rashi's over there in Abadazar. Our Rashi learns Taimim, Mamashi, Taimim, Vilay, Mamashi. And then I'll give you another Ma'amara welcome for extra credit, but I'll probably talk about it in some, after Rashi, I want to talk about the Rambam. I want to talk about the Rambam after Rashi, before Tosfos, because the Rambam, I think, has a lot to do with what I want to be Mavar and Shittas Rashi. So I try to see the Rambam, famous Rambam, notorious Rambam. The Rambam is... What happened to the Rambam? The Rambam is in... The Rambam of Tarayus Chometz. It's Chometz Umatsa. What? Yeah, sounds right. Well, the Rambam says that with the pasuk of Kol Machmetzis is for Tarayus Chometz when there is a Kazayas Mepeh in this past, and it's like of Eid Boi Karts. The paragraph of Halacha Hay is what? Okay.
Was it the one that
Rukhaim
was on?
Yeah, that was
Rukhaim. Yeah, Rukhaim. We didn't do that.
There's two.
What?
There were two on it.
Oh, what's happening? We did the Rukhaim about why he doesn't bring up Shimon Gamliel by a matzah by Chitin Ayers.
The other apparently didn't do. I guess it's very loud. You know what? I don't have a problem. Let me check it out. Why should I? I don't want to waste your time. What did you say, Carrie Grubb? I'll send the man with them. She's around when it comes to Matt and around when it doesn't.